Proverbs 11:16 says, "A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches." We previously discussed the honor held by gracious women, and one of the main detriments to women in the past century or so has been the feminist movement. And we won't repeat what we said in the previous devotional, but building on that premise, we should note that the reason feminism exists is an effort to turn females into males. Feminism wants to turn gracious women into strong, men-like women. And we must always keep in mind that within every wicked movement or cult, there's always some element of truth. And the fact is, there are times when women have to be strong and not just gracious. And sometimes women are thrown into situations where they must stand in the place of a man and demonstrate the same strength. My wife was put in that position when she was widowed in her 30s with two preteen boys. She had to step into certain roles and exhibit levels of strength at times in certain circumstances that her husband would have taken responsibility for if he had not died prematurely. And we could give many other examples of times when women are thrown into situations like that, but those are exceptions, and an exception proves the rule. And if you haven't grasped that concept, please take some time to understand what that means. The fact is, men, you are to be strong, but this doesn't necessarily always speak of physical strength, although at times that is also demanded of you, whether it's opening the pickle jar or taking out the heavy garbage bags to the can or doing the heavy lifting around the house, etc. But with age and physical limitations brought on by bad health, men just sometimes demonstrate strength more by delegation. Whether you get one of the kids to do it or find someone else, even if you have to pay someone to do it, you get the job done. And that means strong men retain riches. Without getting into a long word study, it suffices to say that the word riches in this context would involve things like land holdings, the size of the herds of sheep and other livestock, and personal possessions like nice clothing and other household possessions in the day that this was written. Only the ultra-wealthy held much treasure in gold and silver and other precious metals and stones and such. You think of the word riches in this context being the same words we use like savings or assets or even retirement accounts involving any stocks, bonds, and so forth. You may not have much riches, but if you have property, savings, and or assets of any amount, then you have riches and you're responsible to be strong and to protect and retain what you have. You don't live for riches. You don't put your hope in riches. And we'll see in verse 28 of Proverbs 11, "He that trusteth in his riches shall fall." But in order to get through this life without being indebted to others or destitute, you must be strong and have a comfortable amount of what is called here riches, a source of income, ownership of a home and car. You know, if you have no house payment or car payment, that's a key to a stable retirement, for example. Strong men are not necessarily strong physically, but exhibit strength of character. They have strong principles that they don't just preach, but they actually live by those principles. And that is the only way a man can live and die and still retain riches. When Christ rejecting a wealthy class die, they take nothing with them. And like the rich man of Luke 16, they die only to find themselves lifting up their eyes in hell. But the man with a strong faith, a faith built upon the rock, who is Christ Jesus, trusting in his shed blood in death on the cross as payment for his sin and in the power of his resurrection for eternal life, that strong man has riches stored in heaven, riches retained for eternity. Romans 5:6 says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." Strong men find their strength in Christ. Ephesians 6:10 says it best, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might."